Welcome, everyone. Today, we have a very interesting set of presentations. But before I do, I'd just like to acknowledge the Gadigal people as the traditional owners of the land on which we stand and to pay my respects to them, elders past and present, and to all Aboriginal people that are here today. Jeff Hinchcliffe is my name, and I'm the Director of State Records, and we have a very interesting set of presentations for you today. Shortly I'm going to hand over to my colleagues from the Department of Premier and Cabinet who are going to start the proceedings, but before that I thought I might just give you an update on a couple of things. It's great to see so many interesting and exciting information projects underway across New South Wales government and public offices generally. Certainly we are becoming more connected and very much our business models are changing to be very much more digital. And as State Records, we've just commenced our own government record keeping or digital record keeping project, I should say, which will hopefully better integrate our record keeping and digital record keeping into our underlying business processes. So we're actually kicking that off at the moment and hope to have a lot of it finished this year. But good record keeping is based on sound records and information management practice principles. It's essential to ensuring transparency and accountability across the public offices and also those public officers. With leaner organisations and digital business now the new norm rather than the exception, it's great to see the commitment agencies such as DPC and others are making to embed records and information management best practices into their businesses. Not only is there an expectation of the public that government will manage and protect the information we hold, but there is also an expectation of the public that this information will be available and enable agencies to provide more responsive and more effective client-focused services back to the client. And I think that's certainly one of the key drivers for everything that's happening at the moment. And projects which specifically integrate records and information management into normal business activities will help meet these expectations of the public going forward. And by using the sort of by design sort of principles of embedding robust information management practices into an organisation's business operations, agencies can better ensure information is more secure, it's more usable and available, can be more effectively reused and shared, and it's also sustainable and preserved. So the State Records Act is our 1998 is our enabling legislation, which establishes the purpose for State Records. And following a recent compliance audit we conducted across government agencies, we found that a number of agencies, about 42 actually, only had partial or did not have functional disposal authorities in place. So we've actually commenced a project to actually try and address that with agencies, and we've started to actually work with those agencies, and will be over the next year or two to try and resolve that issue. And as I suppose as you would all know, unsentenced records are effectively unmanaged records, and under the Act they can't be disposed of, even if they're no longer needed and they should be disposed of. So there is an inherent cost to government from that, so that's one of the drivers to try and make sure we have better record keeping compliance across the sector. As part of our own project, we're progressively contacting agencies. So if you are an agency that you find your business practices have changed and that you do need to freshen that up, it's probably a good time now to start thinking about it. And the government record keeping team here at State Records are always available to provide guidance and assistance with that. So I'm not sure if you've all seen this quote. It's a quote from Sinini and Stephen, taken at the 1984 International Archives Week when he was Governor General. But he says, without archives there would be little verifiable past and mankind would be left with no more than the fleeting present and the unknowable future. I feel it's an important one to start with. I think it sets a bit of the context for what the State Records Authority lays testament to our foundation. This was, as I said, made in 1984. In 1998, the Act was rewritten and changed and broadened, and State Records Authority had new powers, and those powers were broadened to actually do two things. One was to increase the address, and this is supported by both government and the opposition, was actually to address some long-standing concerns both parties had, both sides of the House had, with the, I suppose, erosion of public confidence in government and public officials that had come out through a number of royal commissions over the time, through the 90s and 80s. So it was to try and they recognised there was a strong link between good record keeping and good accountability of government. So that was the first thing. The second thing was the acknowledgement that digital was really coming, or record keeping had changed, and business was moving very much into the electronic state. So it was to broaden and give the authority greater remit to actually provide governance and make sure that that happened in a much better and more controlled manner. So it's pleasing to know. I think that hang on, my iPad is trying to reboot as it always does. I think today we're in a much better position than we were in 98, but it's just important to recognise those were some of the enabling things. Back in the early days, many of the records that actually go to the foundation of Australia actually originate from about, I think the earliest one was about 1787, when King George III actually gave Arthur the proclamation for setting up a colony in Australia. And a lot of those early records didn't survive initially, but luckily many of them come back through from overseas collections. So I suppose the archives, as you'd expect, they show a significant achievement of many of the successes of government over a 227-year period, but they also record many of the failures and the things that I like to think the lessons we've learned in that period as well. Many of you are probably familiar with the Kingswood site, and this is where the state archives are kept, majority of them anyway. It's where the State Records Authority head office is at O'Connell Street. Next year, we celebrate our 55th year of operation, and that's in 2016. But preserving the records of the state is obviously a key charter and focus of the organisation. We've got four distinct business groups within the authority. Government Records Repository, which is the commercial records management business. It provides a major funding source for many of the archival services we offer today. We have the Government Record Keeping, which have put on this event for us today. This is Mandy Barber's team. They're really the advisory and regulatory arm of the authority and operate from the city office in Queen Square. Our public access team provide the outreach services to the community, and that includes really public reading room, exhibitions, online, etc., etc. And then we have the state archives team, and I've broadened that because we have the physical archives team, which is archive control, and we also have the digital state archives team, but they're really responsible for the management and preservation of the archives as a whole for the state, regardless of form. But I really want to emphasise the last bit. I mean, we're a small organisation with very capable and dedicated and passionate staff, and they're really the most valuable asset we have. So a bit about the state archives. It is a significant cultural asset of the state. It's the third largest in value of this particular cultural type of assets in the state. It's valued this year just under $1 billion. It holds many of the foundation records of the state, as I mentioned. 78 linear kilometres. We measure it in kilometres because it's just so big, and it grows by about 2 to 3 kilometres a year on average. We know that there's about 120 kilometres of active records today that we'll come across at some point in the future as Future State Archives into that collection. One of the key things that's happened within that archives environment is the collection documentation project, which actually saw the documentation increase, the indexing increase by another 500,000 items this year. So it was a tremendous effort by Wendy Gallagher and her team to do that. We've struggled with that in the past because, over a long period, boxes of records have kind of been transferred with little documentation, and it's very hard to keep up with them. But digital is a real game changer, as I'm sure it is in your world today. We're currently doing an upgrade to our website. While it's been useful, it certainly needs a bit of a refresh and a clean up to make it simpler and easier to use. Easier to find things and simpler to find the information that you need. We are investing in new systems, and our BOS replacement project, it is on track to have majority of that work finished this year. But we've got all our new projects are really focused on preserving collections and broadening access. I'll talk more about some of those later, but they cover a whole range of things, many of which are digitally oriented. Mobile apps, open data, social media, it all goes to create your, and digitising your collections, obviously, it all goes to sort of making things accessible, as does the collection documentation work. And third-party partnerships, we consider those where we can and where they're appropriate. You know, we don't particularly like having to enter into those sometimes with other parties, but it's a means to an end to actually make the material more accessible. But it does mean, we're going to need new and different skills, and some of those skills we don't have today, that's for sure, especially in the digital space. So we're looking to try and bring those on as quick as we can. The picture on the right, just out of interest, is a snapshot out of the Town Through Time app that was launched last year. It came out of the Apps for New South Wales project. It's a great little app. It actually pulls photos out of our collection and depending on the location. So it will actually, it's located by nature, located on your, and this happened to be a picture of a school principal from Hornsby. So from 1910 to Hornsby Public School, for those that were living up that way, I went up there. Not then, of course, but 1910 to 1928. I don't think we've got anybody that went there then. And now we have, whoops, what have we done? There we go. 1.5 million items accessible online. So we have about 12.1 million items in our collection. So as you can see, I mean, it's about 12% is indexed, but it's, we've got a lot more to do in that space. I just want to spend a few minutes talking about Digital State Archive. This project was started in 2011. It really came out of the need to have a digital, an alternative to preserving born digital records of significance. It was completed just prior to me starting and went operational this financial year. In essence, it provides a means to actually not only transfer records from a lot of legacy systems that we wouldn't be able to be otherwise access the information, but also provides a means to actually offer a long-term preservation capability for those records. So digital preservation we're talking about. It's an area that's quite specialised, and it's one that's going to be a bigger problem I think we're going to have to solve for government in the short term, to ensure that things we create today are accessible in the future if they're only in digital form. So the sort of comparator you can think about is if we take a negative 100 years ago that's glass plate, we can easily make a copy of that today, and it's as good as it was the day it was taken. But if we go back in our own files and try and open a digital image off a CD from say 10 years ago, can you do it today? And probably the chance is you might be able to, you probably won't. That's the sort of thing we're talking about. It's a technology obsolescence that's got to be cracked. So it does offer that means, and it's a great product, and it's been recognised as a New South Wales Government ICT Centre of Excellence. Certainly underpins a lot of, it gives us a good foundation to move ahead in the digital world. Services to the public, you'll be familiar with a lot of these. The new standard on records management's been released. Mandy's team did a lot of work working with agencies on retention and disposal authorities. There's still a very strong demand for records management advice. I forget all the figures, but I think I saw something where there was over 1,300 requests come in a year that get handled by the team. Training events, online training, forums like this, it's all a great way. I think we've had a total of about 4,500 people attend training, and another, I don't know, it's just quite amazing, so it's good. And then the project I've got there is a project we started last year on looking at the, I suppose, the level of retention disposal authority compliance across government agencies with the State Records Act. That's a project that was we started, and we found that of the 217 agencies, about 42 either had partial or no disposal authorities or retention disposal authorities in place. So the GRK team are working proactively with those. Many of those agencies, or some of those agencies, have been written to already, and the others will be followed up in 2016 to get an update on their plans for sentencing their records, really, because, you know, there is a latent cost to government, I suppose, through not having your records sentenced, as you're probably aware of, and that because you can't dispose of things that you probably could otherwise dispose of. So, you know, there is another benefit in doing this. And obviously there's a picture here from one of the forums. The Government Records Repository, there is a strong demand for storage services. There is a review still ongoing, it's been ongoing for over 12 months, looking at the strategic, doing a strategic review of the GRR, and there's no final outcome on that at the moment. But there's still a strong demand for storage. I was amazed when I've been watching the figures. I think we've had over 45 kilometres of records come in the last 12 months. It's a massive amount, and that's net of disposals and destructions. So it's been growing quite a high rate. The digital delivery services are very popular and increasing. Agencies are asking for a lot more records to be handed back in a digital form obviously we serve a lot of paper forms out each day and records, but there's been a steady increase in the amount of agencies wanting digital delivery back. So we do indexing a file, scan on demand, and a digital delivery I talk about. In terms of logistics, to give you an idea, I think each day the trucks running around do about 2,200 kilometres. They do about 2,000 pickups and deliveries in that day. So it's quite a big operation. And the services we offer to the public, probably the real public, because we've got public offices and the public sector, and we've got the real public, people who come in the door. We have the public reading room at Kingswood, which was in that other shot I showed you. They actually manage the access to the state archives, and obviously facilitate the exhibitions we have. The other outreach services, they send a lot of people out to do talks out in the community all over the state, and they answer all the archival inquiries that we get coming in. The photos that I've got there, the bottom one is out of our school collection, and they're very, very popular. I think that's Galagambone in 1912 public school. And the website at the top, you're probably familiar with it, in the searching area, that will be look very different come March next year. The bottom right was a reduced photo of our current exhibition, which is Public Service War Service, and this is a tremendous exhibition that has been built by the team of archivists and staff at state records. It talks about public service and the covers the 11,000 odd government workers and public servants that went off that enlisted in the First World War, and there were 66,000 public servants at the time. So it was a sizeable contingent, about 17%. Of those, about 1,700 never returned. The public service aspect also looked at how government agencies responded to such a huge drain in staff. I think the railways had about 8,000 staff that went off. So they really had a significant loss. And many of those jobs enabled women to be given a real go at doing the same jobs as men for the first time. So that's quite good. And if you get out to Kingswood, you've still got some time to see that. It will be going online. It's just not online at the moment in its full detail. But we're looking at the next phase of that exhibition, because I think it's too good to actually put away once we take it down. We'd like to tour it if we could. Look, and just a little bit on what we're doing next year. Mandy's team are doing more work on the records management area. They've got a new records management assessment tool coming out. They're going to be monitoring record management standard later in the year and seeing how agencies, how easy they're finding it to use it. We'll be improving access to the archives, the state archives, as I mentioned, through the website with new digital content. And we're really starting new projects to digitise the at-risk archive. So we've just been given the go-ahead in the last week to commence what we call the emergency digitisation of some really at-risk material. So I think it's nearly $3.5 million we'll be spending over the next 12 months to actually start transferring the content, that material, to digital form, because this is material that we will actually lose over time. Things like very old acetate film negatives and moving image. It's things like old computer discs, you know, and old formats that are very, very hard to actually read, or we can't read in some cases today. So we've got that project starting as we speak. And completing the BOS replacement project, plus we're doing upgrades to the Kingswood facility to look at, I suppose, engineering upgrades, but also security upgrades to the site to better protect the site, the people, and the collection. That's it from me.
Thank you.